A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been looking at the importance of prayers, and yesterday we started the discussion on what makes prayers potent, the complements of prayers that make prayers potent. And we are looking at number one, which is faith. Faith is believing in the testimony of another. Faith is confidence and assurance of the testimonies of scriptures. Faith is believing that those things which God has said concerning us are true and that they will come to pass in their own time and that they will not fail. Believing in the testimony of the Almighty. Faith is believing and acting on the living word of God to produce proofs. May your life not be barren of proofs in the precious name of Jesus. May your faith produce great result to the glory of the name of the Lord. We have seen that our faith to be productive must be active. It must be concrete. It must be strong. So your faith in God must be strong, must be concrete, and must be active. Let me quickly remind you this morning of the beliefs of faith that makes it potent and powerful and makes our prayers produce result to the praise of the glory of the name of the Lord. The beliefs of faith. What are the beliefs of faith? Number one, the faith that makes prayers potent and productive believes that God is able. In Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 19, speaking about Abraham, the Bible says, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. The belief of faith, number one, is that God is able. Do you believe that God is able? God is able to do all things. There is no impossibility with God. There is nothing that God cannot do. And so number one, belief of faith is that God is able. In this passage that we just read, Abraham, having received his promised child at the age of 100, the child growing up with him, Abraham each day would see Isaac growing. And Abraham would be excited, remembering that God was faithful to his promises. But one day, God asked Abraham to take Isaac, the promised child, the child he waited for long, take him to one of the mountains of Moriah and offer him for a burnt offering. Abraham obeyed. Abraham saddled his ass. Abraham took some young men. Abraham took the wood, the fire, the knife. He took everything. And he took Isaac. Remember, when Isaac asked him, "My father, where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham answered and said, "God will provide." Abraham was willing and ready to kill his son and offer him in sacrifice to the Almighty. Why did he do that? Why would a man who is well over 100, who received the promise at 100, why would he obey and be this confident? The Bible tells us or gives us the answer that Abraham accounted, he believed, that God was able to raise Isaac up from the dead, from whence he received him in a figure. That is the number one belief of faith. Faith believes that God is able. Dear listener, no matter what you are going through in your life, no matter how turbulent the situation may be, no matter how tough or difficult, please believe that God is able. God is able to give you a job. God is able to give you a husband, to give you a wife. God is able to give you the set of twins or triplets you are trusting him for. God is able to make you prosperous. Just believe that God is able and take steps to actualize your belief. Our faith that makes prayers potent is an active one. It is not a passive one. You cannot be passive and expect progress or answers to your passivity. Prayers that produce result is active and potent. Let your faith be active and be potent. Believe that God is able. So number one, believe of faith. Faith believes that God is able. Number two, believe of faith is that faith believes that God is faithful. He believes that God is able. He believes that God is faithful. He accounts God faithful, counts God faithful. He judges God faithful. In Hebrews chapter 11 that we're looking at, verse number 11, the Bible says, through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age. Why? Because she judged him faithful who had promised. Faith believes that God is faithful. He judges God faithful. Sarah was well over 90. Her body was dead. But the Bible says through faith, she received strength in her old age to conceive seed. When she had reached the advanced stage of menopause, yet she received strength to conceive seed. And why was this possible? Why would a woman who was this old bring forth a child in an old age? The Bible gave us the answer in that verse. The reason was because Sarah judged God faithful. And the second belief of faith is that God is faithful. Dear listener, believe that God is able and judge him faithful. Believe that God is faithful. Faithful is him who has called, who also will do it. Faithful is he who has promised, who also will make it happen. Judge God faithful like Sarah, and you will see his hand in your life and in your situation. The third belief of faith. Faith believes that God is willing. Dear listener, you must believe and know that God is willing. God wills that you prosper. It is his will. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. God is willing that you prosper. God is willing that you live in health. God is willing that you secure that good job. God is willing that you obtain that visa. God is willing that you get married. God is willing that you get pregnant and give birth to twins, to triplets, even quadruplets. God is willing. He is ever willing to do you good. He is willing to prosper you. He desires your prosperity, your success, your greatness. He wants you to be great. There is no success that you record in life that can ever threaten God, that can ever make God feel jealous. God is great, and God is ever willing that you also become great and successful in life. Faith believes that God is willing. Number four, belief of faith. Faith believes that God is mighty. Our God is mighty to save, mighty to deliver. He is the almighty God. God did not introduce himself as mighty. He introduced himself as the almighty. He has all the might. He has all the power. He's mighty. Mighty to save. Mighty to deliver. Mighty to bless. Mighty to give. Mighty to rescue. Our God is illimitable. He cannot be limited. Nothing can limit God. God is not limited by time. He's not limited by place. He's not limited by resources. God is not limited. He is mighty to save. So the belief of faith, number four, is that God is mighty. Number five, the fifth belief of faith, is that God is a rewarder. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, the Bible says, he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faith believes that God is a rewarder. That is the number five belief of faith. He believes that there is nothing I'm doing that will be in vain. Faith believes that God will not owe any man anything. He will not owe me. Faith believes that my deed is a seed, and God will reward every seed that I have sown into the kingdom, into the life of others. God is a rewarder. Therefore, I will serve him diligently, and he will reward me gloriously. Faith believes God is a rewarder. Finally, faith believes that God is sovereign. Again, remember the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They submitted to the sovereignty of God when they said, our God is willing. Our God is able to deliver us from your fiery furnace, and he will deliver us. That is faith. Then they went on to say in verse 18 of Daniel chapter 3, but if not, that is, if God in his sovereignty will not deliver us, yet we will not bow to your image. They submitted to the sovereignty of the Almighty God. They knew that God was sovereign and God is sovereign over all situations. It may please God to save you through the fire. It may please God to save you from the fire. It pleased him in this instance to save the Hebrew boys from the fire. But the Hebrew boys knew it may be pleasing, it may be in his sovereign will to save us even through the fire. It may be our death in the fire that will bring glory to the name of the Lord. They believed in this and they submitted themselves to the sovereignty of the Almighty. Dear listener, the beliefs of faith is that God is able, is that God is faithful, is that God is willing, that God is mighty, that God is a rewarder, and that God is sovereign. Why don't you lift up your voice this morning and pray and say, Father, I believe you are able. You are able to do all things. There is no impossibility with you. Lift your voice and pray. My Father, I believe you are able. You are able to do all things. There is nothing you cannot do. I believe you are able. I believe. I believe. I believe. Lift up your voice and pray. Lord, I believe you are faithful. I know you are mighty. And I know you are willing to make it happen in my life. You are willing. You are able. You are mighty. You are faithful. I believe. I believe in your sovereignty. You are a rewarder. You will reward me. I believe, Father, and I thank you because you will make it happen in the name of Jesus.
May the Lord open his hands to you and satisfy the desires of your heart in the name of Jesus. May he meet you at the very point of your needs. May he show himself able and mighty. Concerning that issue of your life, may the Lord show himself faithful. May he show himself mighty. May he show himself able. In Jesus' precious name, amen. There are three ways my esteemed listener can support Daily Impact with Grace Man. Number one is by praying for me and by praying for this program. Number two is by forwarding this message and sharing the link with your contacts. The third way to support is by giving. Your financial support and donations can be sent to the Zenith Bank account number 12161000456. The Lord bless you as you do. For your question, your comment, your counseling needs or testimonies, get in touch with me through this number 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu wishing you a very glorious day and the Lord bless you.